Oil prices worldwide continue to slide. In fact, gasoline prices haven't been this low in 5 years, so lots of smiles at the gas pumps. But how is it that you can drive just a few short miles and see prices at gas stations varying by 10 or more cents a gallon? What gives? Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com is with us now. And before we look at these regional differences, Patrick, what's the latest word on gas prices in Michigan?
Yeah, you know, gas prices continue to slide across the state. Michigan's averaged down 22 cents a gallon just in the last week. Prices currently stand about $2.41 a gallon. So not a bad time for motorists out there to be filling up.
And this is largely, am I understanding this right, because the Saudis are trying to preserve their market share, so they're keeping their prices down?
Well, I think that's the main factor here. But the bigger shock, though, is the discontent among OPEC not to cut production. The U.S. production numbers continue to improve. So a lot of this has to do with a possible glut of oil supply in OPEC, essentially, or at least some members in OPEC kind of just ignoring it.
Well, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. When I drive, let's say, just a few miles along 16-mile road, a very, very major, major thoroughfare, Big Beaver Road in Troy, and then heading east to where it becomes Metropolitan Parkway in Sterling Heights. So I'm going from Oakland to Macomb counties. Why would gas prices be as much as 10 cents higher in Troy than it might be when I'm in Sterling Heights?
Well, there's a lot of different pieces to the puzzle here. Some of it can vary depending on competition. Gas stations in more affluent areas tend to charge a little bit more. If there's not as many gas stations in a given area, they may have a higher price as well. But these days, in the last few months, oil and gasoline prices have been coming down a good amount every day. Today, for example, they're down another 4 cents a gallon. So stations tend to fill up every few days, every 3 to 5 days or so. And one gas station may be buying gasoline on the market today at a far lower price than a gas station bought it for, say, 5 days ago. So they can pass along a much lower price, whereas the gas station that purchased gas, say, a week ago has to charge a higher price because they paid more for it.
Patrick, what about regional differences? Can you give us an idea what parts of Michigan have the best prices?
Well, right now, West Michigan looks like it's one of the cheapest places in the state. In fact, the entire west side of Michigan looking fairly good on our heat map. But really, the UP is taking some of the worst pain at the pump yet. Prices there remain a bit higher. And it goes back to the fact that stations in the UP don't sell as much gasoline. So their storage tanks are likely filled with that more expensive gasoline that we had talked about, and so prices remaining a little bit higher there.
What do you think, crystal ball time, how long do you expect prices to stay this low, and do you foresee them even going lower?
Well, I think they could go even lower, absolutely. This situation with OPEC continues to brew. In fact, oil prices are down another dollar and a half a barrel to $53 a barrel. We're talking about the lowest oil prices since 2009, and things continue to drop. I think we've seen just about a decrease every day for the last week or so. Gas prices will continue falling as long as oil prices do. It's hard to predict where the bottom will be or when OPEC may get its act together and finally do something to stem the drop.
And but, then there we go. Prices, when that happens, when they decide to go, yeah, wait a minute, then we have to be prepared to see them rocketing back up again.
That's right. But at least the floor of where we're starting is much lower. We may not see a whole lot of $3 a gallon prices in 2015.
Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com. Always good to talk with you. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Thanks for having me.